Hello, how's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode here on Vietnam Introduced. And in this episode, I'm going to cover a news article. And that's also the plan for some of the future episodes where I basically cover articles and news about Vietnam. But I will also do my own episodes as well, interspersed with the news articles. So let's jump into today's article. Alright, so the article that I'm going to cover today and talk about is from VN Express International, and it's in English, so you guys can read it if you want. I will link the news article in the description of this episode, and what this article says is that 123 people arrested for orchestrating fake land sales. So that's the headline of this article, which if you are unfamiliar with Vietnam and the culture, it maybe sounds very confusing. What do you mean fake land sales and 123 people arrested? Okay, and the reason why I want to cover this article is because it's a very good example of a common endemic mindset that people possess in Vietnam. Of course, not everyone, obviously, which leads to many things, but especially lack of trust among citizens and among people, lack of integrity and stuff like that. So I want to cover this article. So let's jump into the article right away. So I'm reading here, quoting, the Dong Nai province police have arrested all 122 employees of a Ho Chi Minh City-based real estate company for allegedly hiring actors to fake demand and sell land. A few days later, on Monday, they began an investigation into Nguyen Van An, 27 years old, general director of Lok Phuc, a company with its head office in Ho Chi Minh City's Tân Bình district, and dozens of its employees for fraud. Okay, so on Thursday, hundreds of officers raided a ceremony in the province Chang Bom district where the company was reportedly organizing a fake sale of lands that did not exist. We have hiring actors to fake demand and sell land. Organizing a fake sale of lands that did not exist. I'm quoting here again, guys. They had received complaints from the public that Lok Phuc company was trying to sell non-existent property projects. I'm quoting here again, guys. After the company transported dozens of unsuspecting customers to the sale in An Vien commune, the police arrived to see An, his 122 employees, and around 20 actors pretending to fight over the purchase of land plots. A police team subsequently raided the headquarters of Lok Phuc in Ho Chi Minh City and seized several documents, computers, cars, electronic devices, and cash in various currencies. We have 122 employees. We have around 20 actors pretending to fight over the purchase of land plots. At the police station, some of the arrested employees confessed that the firm had hired around 100 students since June 2022 and instructed them to go online and find attractive-looking houses in Ho Chi Minh City. Then they would take photos and upload them on the firm's and other websites to attract buyers. When people contacted them and asked to buy the houses, the firm would drive them, the customers, to the neighboring province of Dong Nai, which is outside Ho Chi Minh City, where the actors would pretend to get into a scramble to buy properties in various projects and also persuade the victims to buy land plots. The company's employees would then try to sell projects at inflated prices. If any of the victims tried to complain afterwards, the employees would simply cut the contract by discarding their fake SIM cards they had been using, the employees told the police. The head of the Criminal Police Division of Dong Nai Police Department said that An's firm had earned around 20 billion Vietnamese dong, around 830,000 USD a month through this deception. And on VN Express, you can actually comment on the articles. And let me read some of the comments here. I'm quoting, "And everyone is asking me why I sold my condo and refuse to ever invest another dime in Vietnam." Another comment here, I'm quoting, "Another great robbery, but a real estate company? That market in Vietnam is the Wild West. Who in his right mind wants to buy land or properties with no security guarantee? Too risky." Another comment here, I'm quoting, "All 122 employees arrested and not just the bosses. Hopefully that sends a message," end quote. My aim and objective with this is, of course, just to bring you the news. You know what I mean? This is not my news. This is from the most credible international news agency in Vietnam. So I'm just reporting on what they are reporting. It's a huge problem in Saigon. I'm sorry, not just Saigon, in Vietnam, where, I mean, even if you speak the language like I do, and at least understand the language to a very high degree, you wouldn't even believe the things I've seen. And it is very sad, to be honest, because it also depends like what kind of personality you have, of course, what kind of personality trait you react to and stuff like that. But many tourists would of course never read this article, and they would never like understand this whole thing, because imagine we're talking hundreds of people involved. What I want you to take away from this article and my episode is that you have to, unfortunately, this is just what you need to do if you're going to live in Vietnam. If you're here as a tourist for 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, traveling around, knowing these kind of stuff and being aware of them is not of cardinal importance, you know. But if you're going to live here and especially work here, and most definitely if you're going to do any type of business here, you need to understand this kind of mindset. Literally every time I've seen locals being scammed by locals, they are not surprised at all. It's just like, oh, it was my turn to get effed over, and then they move on because it's so common. Even if you do speak Vietnamese, it's maybe not for sure that you will like even be able to hear these kind of stuff, because they need to like kind of see you as a non-threat. And if you're acting too much as an outsider, they're not going to talk about those stuff in front of you anyway. Yeah, you can read article yourself and maybe it sounds completely shocking, but that's why I wanted to report it for you guys. I really hope those people who paid for this fake land and stuff like that they got paid back. I hope you guys enjoyed this kind of episode. Please comment if you're watching this on YouTube. The channel is the same name as the podcast name, Vietnam Introduced. If you're watching this on other platforms, or you're listening on Spotify, please rate the podcast, and you can get in touch with me on YouTube, for example, on my channel, Perpetually Abroad, or on Instagram, direct message, Perpetually Abroad. So that's it for today's episode. Thank you guys for listening and tuning in, and I'll see you in the next episode.